Rasulullah said, "Fal aynani zinahuma an nazar." This is not only your private part is committing zina, in adultery. Your eye is committing adultery too. If you look at na mahram, a woman or girl which is not permissible for you, other than your wife, your sister, your mother, right? If you look at it to them, then that is called a zina. You're already committing zina with your eyes. And wal udunani zina huma al istima. And if you're listening immoral thing, immoral dialogues, then that is the zina, the adultery of your ear. Wal lisanu zina zinahu al kalam. Kalam. Your tongue is also committing zina. When you know conversating over the phone, or you're chatting, or you know, on tweeting. In today's time, you open the Facebook, you open the YouTube, the internet is full with these dirty and filthy things. It just pops up in front of your eye the moment you start. So you are already committing zina with your eye, zina with your ear, and zina with your tongue. You're chatting, you're talking to them, and you're enjoying the dialogues. That is the zina of your tongue. Then Rasulullah says, zina, awal yadu zinaha al-batsh. And if a person has opportunity, he set up his date, and is meeting with the namahram, you know, girl or woman, then he's touching. The touching is the zina of your hand. Warijulu zinaha al-khata. And your leg also committing zina. If you're going towards her, if you're going towards to meet her, whatever steps you are taking, these steps will be regarded at every step you're going to get the commit a sin. So all these limbs of the bodies are committing zina, different in different categories. وَالْقَلْبُ يَحْبِي وَيَتَمَنَّ. And your heart is desiring, planning, your mind is planning how I'm going to meet, where I'm going to meet, how it will be start. So you are planning and your heart is desiring that it should happen. I should meet her, she should be there, or he should be there in this particular time, in this particular place. So, that is the desire in your heart. So you are committing zina with your heart. Astaghfirullah. And then, وَيَسْتَقُ ذَلِكَ الْفَرَجُ وَيَكْتِبُ. Towards the end, when everything is going through dialogues and conversation, and then towards the end, physically, your intimacy, you are getting together, and that is the last stage of adultery or zina. That if you went through all these things and you already committed the zina, then whatever you started from the, you know, dating, you started from the converting, you are started from the sending the message from there, and to this end, now you have done it. You have done the act of zina. That is the last stage, which is your private part is going to confirm. All is going to reject. It did not happen. Something happened and she went away or you went away and it did not finalize or it is not materialized. But that is the last stage. But there, look at how many steps before that. And every step is regarded as a zina. And my brothers and sisters, it is so severe. You know that enjoyment, it doesn't last long. Maybe 5-10 minutes. But the punishment is so severe. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, "Iza zana al-abdu faza Allahu nur al-iman min qalbihi." O kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah save all of us. When a person is committing zina, adultery, fornication, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets so angry, he takes away the nur from his iman. Nurul Iman from his qalb, from his heart. Just imagine, my brothers and sisters, if he's going to die in that stage. You know, the tube lights are here, but what if there is no electricity? What is the use of this bulb if there is no light in it, if there is no electricity in it? What is the use of this heart when there is no Nur of Iman in there? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the Nur of Iman, because Nur is pure and clean. It is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's pleasure. Right? If you get involved in this dirty and filthy activity, Noor cannot stay there. Allah's noor cannot stay in that dirty place. Allah is going to take away. That's why another hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that when a person is committing zina, la yasni zani hina yasni wa huwa mu'minun. وَلَا يَسْرِقُ السَّارِقُ حِينَ يَسْرِقُ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ وَلَا يَسْرِبُ الْخَمْرَ حِينَ يَسْرِبُ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Three major kabai sins Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has highlighted in this hadith. Number one, while a person is busy, involved, engaged in the act of zina, adultery, fornication, his iman does not stay inside his heart. It's suspended, it goes out from his heart. And as long as he is involved in that activity, whether 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, iman is not there. Iman is suspended on above his head. And when he's done this act, then the iman comes back to the heart. Likewise, when a person is stealing, whatever his plan is making to steal someone's stuff or money or gold, silver, whatever it can be, valuable things, while he is engaged in this act of stealing, his iman cannot, mu'min cannot be a stealer. A mu'min cannot be a robber. While he is busy in that act, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away his iman from his heart. He goes away on his head. And when he's done stealing, then iman come back to his heart. And the third thing, my brothers, a person, a believer, a mu'min, when he drinks liquor or any kind of intoxication, I don't know about naguna, but all other stuffs which is forbidden in Islam. So while he's busy drinking, his iman cannot stay in his heart. Allah Ta'ala takes away his iman. What a great punishment, my brothers and sisters. Just imagine while he was drinking, while he was stealing, or was committing zina in adultery, if in that moment Malakul Maut comes and takes away his soul, what will be his condition? Because the iman is not there in his heart at that particular time. He will leave this world without iman. It's such a dangerous act, my brothers and sisters. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us that we should not commit any sin in this regard. Meaning, don't even start conversing, don't even start taking the phone calls or the messages, texting and doing all these kind of things. You should try to stay away. They say this is muhabbat, this is not the love, my brothers. This is only lust and desires. Because the true muhabbat and love is not involved in the sexual activity. It doesn't require sexual activity. A true love should be only for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is deserving our love because He is our creator, He is our sustainer. Allah, we love our parents, we love our children, we love our wives. Nothing wrong with that. It is permissible. Right? But unconditional love should be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All other loves are temporary. It's going to be destroyed. You will die. You will get old, and the love is no more like before. But eternal love, the real love, the true love, is only for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah is the one who granted us the parents. Allah is the one who granted us the wife. Allah is the one who granted us the children. Allah is the one who granted the house and car and every luxury, everything. So who is deserving our love, the number one? The first priority is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made condition in one of the hadith. La yu'minu ahadukum. Hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min waladihi wa walidihi wa nasi ajma'in. Aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You cannot claim that you are a believer. You cannot claim that you are mu'min. La yu'minu ahadukum. Until I become, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I become more beloved to it then his own parents, then his own children, then his entire world and whatever it contains. If it's come to the comparison, my love should be superior to love of everyone else. If you not come onto that stage, you cannot claim that you are the believer. Look at the clear-cut message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's why my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. If you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that first of all, you have to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then only Allah will forgive your sins and Allah will pardon you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grant you the sawab and reward. My brothers, especially our youngsters, stay away from this day and this night. Don't communicate these wrong things which is not permissible in Islam. And Allah is watching everywhere. Kiram al-Katibin is there writing your good and bad actions. Wherever you go, whatever you are doing, is nothing hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one day we have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The day is going to come, Yawmul Qiyamah, with all our activities, with all our a'mal will be written in the book of deed. Iqra kitaba kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. Nothing is will be taken away. So you remember the day, Yawmul Qiyamah, you have to face your Creator and how you are going to face. If you misuse or abuse our abilities, our things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us as a favor, as a bounty. Appreciate it and utilize it in right channel. Allah give us perfect protection and God's